This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I think we're live. Talk to your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of the solution. Be the solution in some cases. Seriously. Hey, you feeling a lot of anger and hate still? I mean, you see it rising around you. You see people coming at you. People still mad. Not so much Trump people. But those loons on the left, you think because you don't have a mask on, you speak against it, certain things, all of a sudden you're a hater of everything, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know anymore because there's no rhyme or reason to it. Right? So Dr. B is going to show up here. She'll be with us. And he's going to help you deal with it. Because you got to deal with it. You can't just haul off and decide you're going to hit everybody who's mad at you. Man, you'd be busy all day. You'd be throwing swings all day long. You know what I'm saying? You know, I believed her, but I thought I read where he did. And now I find, she's right. President Biden just blew right past me. He probably slept through the whole day, wouldn't he? Probably needed the nap. He's been very busy, you know. He's been out and about like three or four, you know, times a day or something. I don't know, out for a walk in the garden or whatever. It's a lot of energy to do that. You know that. President Joe Biden failed to commemorate or even acknowledge the 77th anniversary of D-Day. Instead, he shared video about the Tulsa massacre. You see what they've done? They've done everything that's been good. Everything that's good about this country. Everything this country has done to help others find freedom. They're nixing. They hate this country. Get it through your head. They hate it. Right? I met with survivors of the Tulsa Massacre this week to help fill the silence. Because in silence, wounds deepen. And as painful as it is, only in remembrance do wounds heal. Now, he tweeted that from his own account, which I don't buy for a minute that was Biden, but that's beside the point. Now, Kamala Harris, she mustered the decency to post a message honoring the significance of the day in history. Ready for this? On the 77th anniversary of D-Day, we honor the heroes who stormed the beaches of Normandy and liberated a continent. We will never forget the courage of the sacrifice and the fact that because of them, we have a worse climate. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't put that in there. She probably wanted to. It appears that he forgot. Now, I don't know if they did. I don't know if they'll ever come out with anything on it. They'll probably want to let it die, go away peacefully. Come on, don't make any noise about it. If we don't, they'll never know. That's what they really hope for. You know? When you think about how much they throw at us, right, how noisy they get, hoping that she'll back away, back down, and never do anything about that particular situation, right? And you guys see the, I saw this video, I thought it was like a Saturday Night Live skit. I really did. But they're probably afraid of it, too. But there was a video that was coming in. where two women climbed up on a cop car in Chicago. And the two women were twerking on the car, one whose butt was facing the inside of the car, one whose butt was facing to the back end of the car or whatever. Somehow this is a protest move, a new protest move that I never heard about before. Very new. Who would have thought of that? Let me protest by showing the cheeks of my butt jiggling up and down. That'll get their attention. No, not necessarily. Oh, Omar says America, like Hamas and the Taliban, they've committed unthinkable atrocities. She can't tell you how, though, really. Omar, on Monday, she appeared to place America in the same category as the Taliban and Hamas, said the U.S., Israel, and terrorist groups have all committed unthinkable atrocities. You know, it's one thing to admit some of the things you've done wrong. You know, a senator or a congressperson calling out the country for what they might have done wrong, incorrectly, badly, whatever. The whole other animal altogether. When you make it up as you go because you hate this place. That's what they did. That's what they're doing. Omar's a member of the Progressive Squad, as we call them. Notice I didn't say lovingly call them. She posted a tweet that said that the U.S. needs to have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. Wow. And yet she doesn't want to hold any of her team responsible, even removing Israel from her map. Yeah, it sounds like there's no problem there, right? I can't stand it. They don't see it themselves. Totally lost. Now, she's from Minnesota. Right? She claimed that America and Israel have committed unthinkable atrocities. We have seen the unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. Now, Omar said, I asked Secretary of State Antonio Blinken, where people are supposed to go for justice? How about the Justice Department? Is that the place you've always trusted? That's the one you've given way too much power to. Just amazing. Post also included a video of the congresswoman questioning Blinken during the House Foreign Affairs Committee. They're at the State Department. You know, it's just amazing listening to them, listening to what's going on, and the non-answers they give. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Well, it's early yet.
God. All right. I'm sorry. I have a TV, something you know, for news over my left shoulder. And I happened to look up, and I had a quote from a professor in college. And she says she sometimes has dreams, daydreams, of loading a revolver and emptying it into the head of a white person. And she calls her paper the psychopathic problem of the white mind. It's just unreal. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. To get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing, which is what I keep telling you to do. But let me bring on somebody who could actually help us. Dr. Bridget. Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson. Always a pleasure to have her with me. Always got something to say to help us dig out of our mental hole. Right? I mean, it is a mental hole, isn't it?
It is. It is kind of becoming the pit of doom here. But sure, we can call it that.
You guys are having your set of problems, too, there in Texas. Aren't you?
Sure.
Look at you.
It's a big state. There's a lot going on.
No kidding. No, you know, you're getting all the lunatics from some of the more left-leaning states that think they're going to go there and bring it with them. Man, your Texas Rangers are going to be ready to jump all over this.
Absolutely. You know? We're doing what we can, but the forces of evil, they're everywhere. And, you know, people come to Texas. I've got my Facebook page that used to be called Smart Californians Moving to Texas, and it started to become
Californians.
Yes, I changed it to conservatives moving to Texas. I don't care where you're from. Please move to Texas and vote red if you're conservative. Because we got, you know, started getting infiltrated in trolls. And it's so interesting. Again, what is the heart? What is the mind? What is the psychology around this? But every time we got liberals or blue voters, whatever you want to call them, just calling us blue voters and red voters, that would come into the group. And granted, I mean, it's a lot of people. We're up to over 6,000 people right now, and they're very active. But it's always nice with conservatives. It's the banter's nice. They're helping each other out. What moving company? What realtor? Where should I live? Where are good churches, good schools? And gosh darn, in come these mentally disturbed, I don't even know what to call them, liberals. They pop in, and they just start crucifying people. Don't do this, and don't move here, and you can't this, and I'm the, and you know, and you're this, and Trump this. I'm like, what are you talking? This is a group to help conservatives, to help people, whoever. I don't care what you are. Now I do. I didn't 2 weeks ago. But there's something to it, Joe. It can't just be that we're making it all up.
No.
About the progressives. It's,
no. No, there's no way. Because think about something. They hate themselves. And now what they're doing is they're transferring that I hate myself onto your kids and my kids and my grandkids to make sure that they understand just because of the color of their skin, California just passed the CRT. And I know plenty of people are excited about it. I think it's wonderful, those people on the left, the nut jobs on the left. There's nothing wonderful about it. Its whole curriculum is built around the fact that just because you're white means you're evil, you're bad, you're a nasty person.
There's no getting around it. Yeah, it's not 100%. That's what it is. If you've read it and I've read it, there is no redeeming quality, no redeeming quality whatsoever. And you know, it's not just white people. It's now, you know, Christians. It's anybody who believes in anything that is included in the Bible, because all of a sudden, you know, you can't push your stuff on me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? If we can't push our stuff on you, you mentally psychotic individuals are the ones that are ruining your children's lives, America, and you're the ones that are pushing this. And like we always talk about, it's projection, 100% projection. It's what is in their hearts. And I will disagree with you on something.
Uh-oh.
You ready? You you said they hate themselves. Well, it's kind of the opposite, and this is where evil is different than good. They love themselves, and that's the problem. Their self-esteem is high. It's very similar with gang members. Gang. Pride Month and all that. G-A-N-G. Because I used to work with them for years and years in the Bay Area. And people thought, oh, they have low self-esteem. And I'd interview them and work with them, and it's quite the opposite. They have this empowered, high self-esteem. That's the problem. There's so much pride in it and ego in it that there's no room for anybody else. There's no room for teaching. There's no room for they don't err at all. There's no room for educating them correctly. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's like this gang. It's this cult. And they always tell us, oh, the Trump cult. No. Jesus is our Savior. Trump happened to be our president. Still is, I think. And it has nothing to do with us and a cult. It is quite the opposite. But I need your audience, I need you people to hear that what they are saying is projection. They're projecting their ugly heart on you. And you have to stop engaging, because you're not engaging with a person that is in their right frame of mind. They are not. Most of them are sociopathic in the least. They are. And I'm talking about extreme liberals. I have Democrat friends that I can talk to, that I hang out with, that they're my friends. It's not that. It's the extremists that are leading this cause, the extremists that are infiltrating our school districts, the extremists that are infiltrating our councils and our state representatives, and we're seeing it. And they just can't pass bills, you know, fast enough. I'm seeing what's going on in California.
They only want to do one thing. All their bills that they're passing have to do with some kind of sexual preference, sexual orientation, race, something or other. They just did a panel of reparations panel made up of totally all black people in a state that was founded, whose constitution makes it illegal to have slavery here in this state. So it just shows you how whacked they are in the head. You know?
It is pretty backwards. It's unbelievable. You know, I watch not only what's going on, you know, you and I talk a lot about what's going on in the schools and things, and that's important. And I do want to really address tonight parents that still have their kids in public schools. I know you're on a public school board, but at this point, I'm going to have to tell everybody that this is your children's soul that is being fought for, and you need to fight harder. And it just has to happen. But we look, and why I say that is we look what's going on in each of your states, especially the blue states. Then we've got to broaden our perspective to what's going on in America, which is an all-out war for our children's soul. It truly is kingdom against kingdom, and it's paganism against Christianity. And then even bigger, we see what's going on in the world around us, in Israel, how they're trying to overthrow Netanyahu. You know, we've got so much going on there because Netanyahu has felt that they have lost their ally in us, which they have, unfortunately, not in us individual, but there's a lot going on, so right. I cover it all.
No, you can keep going. When we come back, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that they cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they expect their members to contribute. His statement coming as there have been more calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan. something that the Chinese government denies and has also refused to divulge more data for an investigation. And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph fire has burned over 56,000 acres to the south of the Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. Fire officials say that the cause of the Telegraph fire was human, but is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really craziness going on. You know, all you parents, yeah, I love being on parents. You already know that. All you parents out there, I'm just going to let my son or daughter figure out God on their own. I'm going to let them find God on their own. I'm not going to force them to go to church. We had a great job that you did. Because now 43% of millennials don't care or know or even believe if God exists. That's according to a recent study that was taken from the Arizona Christian University. So if you want to know why your kids are not getting married and your kids are having babies out of wedlock and your kids are doing all this kind of stuff, that you sit there on the couch scratching your head going, gee, I wonder why they're like that. Well, you gave them no foundation. If at the very root of any of this stuff, God should be the foundation. And you didn't give them anything. And then they saw how you and dad acted, or dad and mom acted. They saw how you guys carried yourself. So their foundation wasn't rooted in anything but watching you two do what you do. And you letting them do anything they wanted to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Belson, as she does every week to help us try to get a handle on what's going on around us. I don't know, with all this white talk, you're going to have to talk me off the ceiling or something, because they got these white kids feeling, and it is, you mentioned it before the break, this is a form of bullying with what they're doing with the white kids.
It is. You know, there's a name for it, colorism, right? Focusing on skin, and that's all they're doing. And it's interesting that up until now, we've got research papers, articles, all of that talking about how colorism is a form of discrimination, no matter what, light skin, dark skin, white skin, black skin, and that it can't be done. It needs to stay out of our schools. It needs to be handled with parents and through education outside of the schools. And then all of a sudden, now with the CRT, critical race theory, nonsense, we're like, well, it's different. What's going on is different. And I have to agree, what is going on is different, because never before have we had educators, supervisors, teachers, staff, everybody now, students on board to ridicule, bully, and re-educate in not a good way, these white kids all of a sudden. And so different in that it is now bullying. These kids have nowhere to go. These kids that honestly kids are born pure. Yes, we all have this in nature, but you put a plethora of colored children, whatever colorism, the rainbow of kiddos all around them, and they're going to find the kid that's nicest. They're going to find the kid that they have things in common with. They're not. The last thing they're going to look at is the skin color. And again, there are Harvard research studies, Princeton research studies, so many, and I've looked at them all, and none of them show that without the taking out the filter of what's going on in the world, kids do not respond negatively at all to skin color. They don't get the discrimination. It's how they get along with, like I said, their temperament and just if they have things in common. And it's all this is highlighting that everything that their pure hearts believe is perhaps incorrect. And if we don't have that sense of self, that strong moral sense of self, that's where they get their security. And if we're ripping that out 6 to 8 hours a day because they're in school and they can't go to their teachers because their teachers are like, no, you're wrong. You're white and that is bad. And we've got to get the white out of you. Basically, that's what CRT does. So then they go to the principal or they go to the counselor and everybody's telling them the same thing. Then they go home and the parents are like, here's the phone. I'm busy. I'm working. We're going to see suicide rates soar because they're losing themselves, truly, and they have no core.
Well, they're losing themselves. They're not going to get the help that they need when they start going back to school full-time, especially here in California. They're going to be dealing with all this stuff. So once they get back into school and they're talking to the white kids, all of a sudden the white kids are going to find out how bad they are, right?
Right.
They're going to have to deal with that.
I didn't know. Why am I bad again? Because you're privileged. Really? Because you have a bigger house than I do. You drive a nicer car than I do. You know, you have nicer clothes. How? What? Why? What? How? Oh, because your skin color. Well, where'd you learn that? Well, TV, social media, my teacher, the principal.
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's kids do not need another reason to be bullied or feel insecure or, you know, have a lack of confidence or lack of self-esteem in schools. And this is so over the top.
Oh, yeah. They know it, too. There's no question in mind. They know exactly what they're doing. They're looking to sow strife between the races. It's the only way that they think that they can win again. It's the only way that they can try in some way, shape, manner, or form to maintain control, if you would, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what I'm seeing across the board with kids that are already being introduced to this CRT, as you know, it's everywhere, and it's these white male children that are really the ones that are, you know, they're trying to emasculate them completely. They're trying to take their complete identity away from them. And as a Christian, God's the only one that's allowed to break us down and build us back up. This whole new morality, you know, that the world is created, America is creating as we go, is so the antithesis of what God had plan for us. It's not even mounds of scripture that talk about, you know, racism and white versus not. And it's just unbelievable that we're here. It's like, I've had a couple African-American, it wasn't to me, it was on a message board talking about this in CRT, and they were for CRT, and they said that it's owed to them, that the CRT is kind of payback for what they've had to deal with. And I don't even, if that is where our minds are as parents, I don't know how to combat that because it's so wrong. It's so psychologically damning. I don't know what to say.
We're back to Christian parents not teaching their kids Christian principles, not teaching the kids the reality of the truth. And, you know, when you talk about us being, you know, the Bible talks about us all being of one blood, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many things, biblical principle. I wonder how many parents even know how to apply biblical principle to raising their children, or even know that the biblical principle to raise their children by.
Right. And to that I say we all know wrong from right. We do. It says plenty of times in the Bible that God makes us known, right? That he makes, we know who he is. There's an innate knowledge of who God is. We're made in his image. So if you want to rebel against that, that is when we have an issue. And I'm not saying that you don't have to pick up a Bible. I really encourage people to, you know, just even the Ten Commandments, talk to your kids about that. You know, that's where our laws are from. That's where, you know, that's a lot of our documents are just based on some rights and some wrongs. You know, don't murder should be something that shouldn't happen. And now we fight for it, you know. And,
I'm surprised you got to put that in writing, right?
Isn't it? And the most innocent of all of us are these little sweet unborn children. And I was talking to my husband today, and, you know, Allie was asking, you know, about homosexuality, because it's everywhere. And she's like, you know, gay month, what does that mean? And Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. It's birds and the bees, Bible 2.0. And so we just opened up the Bible in Genesis and read about Sodom and Gomorrah and all of it. And it was a good moral lesson, and about Lot and how he was the only one. And he got out, and not even his wife made it. And she's just like, we're here. We're here in America. That was written thousands of years. What is wrong with people? Yeah. And I said, exactly. They don't have God. And this is all we need to do, parents. Little stories like that. And they happened. They're real. Dive into it. You can Google, you know, certain, you don't have to dive into Sodom and Gomorrah. We just speak very frankly in our family. We have to do that. We can't just say, oh, here, look it up, Google it, go talk to your friend, or just completely ignore them. You have to stop. We literally pulled off the freeway into a parking lot to talk about that because it's so important. And parents just don't have time. And now they're paying for it.
They need to make the time because, you know, their kids are part of the problem. Their kids are the ones who other kids are looking at because they know they're Christian kids, and yet they don't have answers for them.
Right.
And they're looking at their lifestyle. They're looking at things they're saying, how they're talking. You know what I'm saying? How they're dealing with life as a whole. I just find it amazing. You and I, from day one that you started the show, I've been screaming that, you know, parents have advocated their responsibility to the teachers. Now, you advocated, now, not all teachers are soulless, godless people, but the education system as a whole is set up as a soulless, godless system to take that away from your children. Anyway, Jehovah's Witness, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B will be with me after the break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me bring it back on. Dr. B joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling, help you deal with some of the crazy stuff going on around you. Dr. B, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Now, just before we went to break,
yes,
I was just starting to go off.
Yes.
On these parents who raise their kids with and without religion.
Yeah.
And basically, it's kind of like, here's the keys, kid. I know you can't reach the pedals, but give it your best shot and figure it out on your own.
That's
kind of
right.
What we're doing to them.
Totally. Totally. And, you know, I've got two studies that are really significant. One's out of the University of San Antonio, right here in the great state of Texas. And then the other one is actually, you can go to the, National Institute of Health.gov. It's the actual government website who does their own studies. And you know what? They both say the same things. And there are many. You can go Google, religion and morality and child development. And it's so interesting because they both clearly say that there's an 85% uptick and a greater chance for kids to survive and to be happy and to be kind if there's some kind of moral activity, moral awareness. And the University of San Antonio, of Texas at San Antonio, actually says religion. Now, the National Institute of Health.gov site just says some kind of morality, meaning, you know, things we've talked about, you and I, letting them have anxiety and guilt and remorse after they have committed a transgression against somebody. Surprise, surprise, because this is how they learn empathic concern. This is how they learn that others' distress when they cause it is not okay, right? It helps their moral and empathic development, which is very necessary. And it talks about a little bit of power assertion with the parents to child, that you should not be equal, punishment, restraint, deprivation of privileges, all being necessary. And this is, they say that, again, 85% greater of a success rate in life and positive children becoming positive adults on society and having a greater impact if you do this. And if not, you're in that lower percentage. So these are two different sites, one using religion, one just using moral components as letting your child feel, letting your child, teaching your child to forgive, you know, just kind of your basic human components that are, you know, kindness toward each other, and talking about parents being caregivers and being involved, and this is what will help your children succeed. Again, no surprise. And we say this all the time, you and I. You know, quit rescuing. Let your child feel it. Let your child feel the complex emotions. You know, let them feel the guilt, the anxiety for what they've done, and then discipline them. Come back, you know, and discipline them. So they understand how the world goes. We don't let them choose their gender. We don't let them choose their punishment. We don't let them get away and do what the heck they want to. And or your child, you're already dooming them. And this is starting in preschool. These studies followed kids preschool up to high school. And it showed that moral behavior and moral provision helped with socialization. Everything. I can't say enough. It goes on and on and on how it helps them understand the way society should work. And those that do not, then we have exactly what we're seeing. Up is down and down is up. There's no evil, no good, right? Everything's whatever you want to do. And
but you've got people that, you know, my joke has always been, we use a different dictionary than they do. You've heard me say that a million times.
Completely.
What they call bullying, what they call feeling bad, you know, in the education world, every decision they make, every place they go down, right now they're talking about removing what they call this resource officers from our campuses, which is a sheriff, a deputy sheriff. The reasoning behind it is because it makes a certain group, right, a certain socioeconomic group, subgroup, whatever they call them, feel uncomfortable. So I got 2,000 kids on campus. I got 50 kids that aren't comfortable with a police officer being there. I'm supposed to remove the police officer? How about we work with the 50 kids to get them to understand the reality behind what the police officers are there for? Period.
Yes.
If we're going to talk to them about bad teachers, I mean bad police officers that put down kids of color, then let's start showing the clips of the bad teachers that are putting down kids of color. You want real equality? Real equity?
And it's happening. Yeah, equity. Ugh. And it's happening. And you bring this CRT in, your child's going to have nowhere to go, no safe space. You're actually encouraging, teaching, and paying educators to discriminate and to teach them to do so, teach them to hate, teach them to bully. It is mentally mind-boggling. I will just say that. And there's nothing to back it up moral-wise at all. Not logic, not research. It's quite the opposite. And all of these articles I've been reading and looking at and talking about are articles from liberal progressive journals over the years. And now all of a sudden you want to reverse all of that?
Yeah.
You know, there's something to say with these. You know, a lot of these researchers can put aside their feelings and their views and just write what the research says, right? What the studies say, what the kids are going through, what the parents are. And here we have it. Now we're just supposed to throw it all out.
But you have a whole generation of parents that would not take a stand, would not teach the kids. Look, I look at it totally different than most, even on my board, who think I'm a little off by saying, instead of yanking things away from these kids so it doesn't make them feel bad, teach them how to deal with feeling bad. Teach them how to deal with dealing with things that you know, they normally wouldn't be. You know, you have murals up on the wall. I grew up in Boston. There were murals up everywhere. And I've been talking about graffiti, real murals. And some of those offended people recently. I'm going, they've been up there for 50
forever.
Years. Get over yourself.
Right. Hey. Our history books are, yes, the murals, everything, right? The Aunt Jemima. I don't, all of this stuff, this whole cancel culture.
You're going to wipe out the history of that Aunt Jemima woman. I can't remember her name. But, you know, their family, when they were questioned, go, no, we're fine with it. Matter of fact, look around. This is what helped us have the home we have the life we had, because she was able to make money at it.
She was an incredible example of getting out of that culture, getting out of that mindset and that mentality, and becoming successful. What it, I think it's an it's so touches my heart what she did and what that family did and had to go through. It's ridiculous.
And it's a story for other black kids to know, or any kid. I mean, I don't care if it's Hispanic, black, whatever, but it's a story for other black kids to know that you can get out of the situation you're in. You can make better of yourself. You can, you know what I'm saying? Here's somebody who succeeded, so can I.
And on commercials everywhere, all of a sudden we see an explosion of, you know, gay couples, African American, whatever. Why wouldn't you want to keep that face, that beautiful black face? Why would you not, you know, Uncle Ben's, all? Why do you want to get rid of that now? They just don't even make sense because they are so confused themselves, so confused. They just want to
be crazy.
They're like little three-year-olds. They're just going to say, no, you want some candy? No. I want candy. Okay. Why? Because you're not telling me I want candy. You know, it's just unbelievable. And
remove it if it makes them feel bad. And it's like, no. My parents are always deal with it. Ain't everybody going to like you, Joe, so get over yourself.
Whatever. Yeah. Move on.
All right.
Move on. Move forward.
But again, it comes back to the parenting. It comes back to parents who didn't want to feel bad, so they don't want their kids to feel bad, so they treat their kids with kid gloves. I see them when they come into the board. I see them when they plead a case for a child, you know, and you're going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? The kid cheated. Cheated. No excuse for cheating. She didn't study. He didn't study. So, I'm sorry. What do you want to do? What do you want us to do here?
Well, you know, and you say that, you know, like, They're not getting away with this behavior, you know, cheating, tardiness, you know, not being there, and, you know, or being below par, and they're just being passed. You know, my mom was a teacher for years, and she saw this in public school. She saw this kid's getting passed, just pass them. And her kids in her classrooms were some of the top in the testing, right, when they do the STAR testing and all of that, because she actually taught. She actually commanded respect in that classroom. She's a very good teacher. But they're not doing that because all of a sudden teachers are being told, give them a pass. So this is where I am at this point. Take your kids out of public school. You know, at this point, foster that family togetherness, get them that moral code. And if it's absolutely impossible to do so, then you need to really equip them. That is really your only option, parents, is either to take them out or to equip them to deal with
it. You don't have
the
money to put them in a private school or to homeschool them or whatever. How about this? Check their homework. Talk with them about what they learned that day. Did somebody ask you if you were a boy or a girl? Did somebody ask you if mommy and daddy had guns at home? You know what I'm saying? Go through the whole thing with them in casual conversation.
Well,
otherwise,
you're
going to keep losing.
Yeah, play with them, eat with them, enjoy life outside with them, do the read-alouds as a family, get together and read with them, read their textbooks with them, read their kindergarten, first grade, second grade books. It's if we get back to family togetherness, then a lot of this will go away because it's not, doesn't have to be 100% bad. Going into the public school, they will be equipped. They'll know right, they'll know wrong, and they'll be ready for the world probably better than homeschool kids. But we can't have one without the other.
I totally agree with you. You know, you parents got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And you might think you are because you come home and throw something in the microwave and have 2.5 minutes of dinner with them. Doesn't work that way. Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you on. Me, Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, hang out. We're going to talk about Xander Gibb, who passed away last week. Great guy. A lot of good stories to talk about. We'll be back in a little bit.